In a sense, it is a worry because it means I'm not trusting. And trust is a new thing for me that I'm really trying to put him on the forefront of my mind of having more trust and trusting my present moment, trusting myself is enough as I am, and trusting that I'm going to do the best I can in this moment of time. And that's all I can do. I can think in my head it's going to go better than it is, but it's going to go exactly how it is. And I need to show up and be present for it to unfold how it's going to unfold. And I want it to unfold well. So I'm just going to trust that. And I'm going to show up and just do my part and just be myself, because I think myself is okay. A few things I wrote, because before every interview, I usually just kind of go through a couple affirmations and they all change. Like, it's not like a template that I read. It's something that I just come up with that I feel like I need to know. And I just kind of let it flow out of my head. I write it down in the corner as a reminder as I'm getting ready for stuff like this. So what I wrote is to be in your body. Why I wrote be in your body is because when we're in our body, we're not in our thinking brain. When we're in our body, we're acting in the present. We're not thinking about what we need to do. We're just being in our body. We're just being ourselves. We're just acting like us, embodying our pure essence of who we are without the fear, the worry, the anxiety, without all that. We're just here in our body, not just in our brains. We're in our body. We're feeling our whole body, and doing stretches and yoga and a couple jumping jacks helps to just feel more in our body, get big, feel big. The body, the posture really matters to embody that feeling that you want, such as confidence and just security and being present and just being big and being yourself and all those things. Just feel your body. The next thing I wrote is to enjoy my time. You're rushing, or you're not actually just enjoying it for what it is. You're thinking about the outcome and not just enjoying your time. And that goes hand in hand with being present, just enjoying your time. Enjoying the time. Don't rush it. Just enjoy the time. And if you're enjoying it, you're going to be in the moment. You're going to be present. You're going to be having fun. And having fun is the best medicine for everything. If you're enjoying what you're doing, you're going to do a good job. And that's just how it is. And so just try to enjoy yourself. Enjoy the moment. The next one I said is be curious. Always being curious, always being open-minded, really important for everybody, especially for me doing an interview. I like to be open-minded and just remain curious. Just remain listening, remain curious, keep the brain open, keep myself open to different ideas. And just being curious helps a really good interview happen. So I just like to stay curious. The next thing was being you, be you, and trust yourself. That kind of all ties together with what I already said. But be you is just really honoring yourself and knowing who you are is good enough in the present moment. Basically, that's it. All your power is in the present. And that is what I wrote. I said, your power is in the present. That's it. Trust yourself to be your best. Trust yourself in order to be your best. And trust your steps. Trust where you are. All that stuff. Be your best. Your power is your present. And with that, that's all I need to know. So like I said, there's always things that we have to overcome. As an entrepreneur, as a horse person, as a competitor, it's not just the game. It's everything in the game, ourselves included. And that is a lot of stuff to unpack and to figure out. So it is a full circle thing. It's a full package. If you want to improve one area, other areas improve. And if you're not improving one area, every other area is not going to be as good. So it's a full circle of well-roundedness of who you are, who you want to be, starts in one area. Focus on improving one area. You'll realize in order to improve that one area, you have to improve other areas and then other areas. And you realize other areas you might lack and you're like, oh, I have to do a lot of work. I sometimes get worried that I'm not as prepared as I should be. But again, I have to trust the process that sometimes you're not going to be as prepared as you think you should be. Sometimes you will have that worry, and that is a worry. That's the anxiety feeling like, what if I'm not good enough? What if I'm not enough? And go back to your trust. Trust that you are. Trust that it will work out. It'll be okay. It will. And that's how I feel. I was like, I don't know. But I trust myself. I trust what I'm going to say. Trying to change the anxiety about it into an excitement to be like, I got to meet a new person. I got to make a new connection. And that is also beautiful. And that's also why I'm here, because I feel like I'm here to make connections. So step into the fear a little bit and change the fear to excitement. It's the same sort of feeling of jumping out of an airplane. Your heart's all like, you're all in like intent. Like it's jumping out of an airplane is exciting. You're also a little afraid, but it's also really exciting. That's kind of like what it is, stepping out of your comfort zone. Scary, exciting. You get to choose how you feel about it. Your body responds to your thoughts, like legit. If you think about an event in your head, your body, your heart rate, you will start changing. Your body literally will start changing right before our eyes. So if we want to adjust and flow in ways, we can change our thoughts and how we view things. Change the words. Are you scared or are you excited? Is this exciting to be changing and growing, or would you rather not? Being proud that you're stepping into something like this that is scary. You're facing your fears. And that is where growth comes from. Face your fear to know that you're going to be okay when you face your fears. And then that fear will not be a fear anymore because you've done it, not afraid. And you keep growing and you keep taking those steps of facing your fears every step of the way. Before you know it, you'll look back and you're like, wow, look at all those things I just faced. Those things aren't even scary anymore. And you'll look at the bottom of your staircase of all those fears you just climbed over. And you're like, wow, incredible. And it's not, you look at it in retrospect and you're like, those things scared me, but I've done so much more since then. Also, the idea of having goals really helped with this, because if you don't have goals, you're going to retract to your comfort zone. Trust me, I've been there. You need to have goals. You need to know what your purpose is and why you're doing the things. Because if you don't have a why, you're not going to do it. You need a strong reason. You need that. Before you start anything, figure out your why. What's propelling you? What's your fuel? If you don't have fuel, you can want to get somewhere all you want, but without the fuel to keep you going, you're not going to get there. And I think that's a good metaphor for reaching your goals and having a strong why behind it. This podcast, I recently rediscovered my why, or rediscovered a goal I have within it. So I already knew my why, but I didn't really have an end goal. I didn't have a goal, a growth goal, if you will. And my growth goal now is I want my episodes to be really, really good, that it reaches 10,000 people per episode. That's my new goal. So now it's working to do that. So that's why I'm comfortable speaking with strangers on the internet and putting myself out there. And as an introvert, it's hard. It's really hard. But it's good because it's how I evolve, and that's what I need to do. And I'm realizing that a lot more, because everyone says, oh yeah, goals, 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 goals. But legit, you need those goals. You need to know why. You need to have an objective. You need to be pushing towards something meaningful. And if you're not, the fear and the worry and the anxiety and the imposter syndrome and all the things that stop us will stop us, because we don't have a reason to push through it and push through the discomfort to become our ultimate selves. Okay? Things are starting to come back to me and I feel good about it. And it's mostly, I made a video, I haven't posted it, but it's about taking the action to get the feeling, to get the inspiration, to get the motivation. Start taking actions. Have a little hint. What I had, literally 2 seconds of an inspired action of finally messaging Josh Andrews to interview him. I'm like, okay, Shelby, slap, slap, get it together. You have a podcast. People listen to it. It's a great medium for you. Like, you've made crazy connections from all over the world with your podcast. Keep it going. What are you doing? Like, what are you afraid of? And so I was like, you're right, Shelby. I do love doing the podcast, even though it's scary and I'm afraid to start again, because it's been a few months. I'm worried, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, I started, I just reached out, and now I'm doing an interview and I feel good about it. I feel good about it because I started taking the actions and now I'm starting to do the things. And now I'm starting to get into that creative flow again and getting into this type of topics that I'm talking about, because this is what I thrive in. And I was not growing in the past few months. I was kind of stagnant. And with being stagnant also means not really being inspired by growing or by the challenges. I was just kind of like, blah, in a bubble, if you will. Apparently I'm in a bubble sometimes. So I'm trying to get out of the bubble and just expand myself, expand the business, and expand my impact and expand others to do the same. And it's a full ripple effect if we all just start with ourselves. So I don't know what else I can tell you. Just like that, connections, collaborating, working together for the same good purpose. Good people helping good people, helping good people. And on that note, I'll say, if you think you are a good people, you're a good person, help yourself, take care of yourself. If you're unhealthy, you can't help other people get healthy in every way, in spiritual sense, physical, emotional, your goal health, your thriving health, like your business health, all the health. Everything relies on health. The earth health is not doing well because we are not healthy. People that are leading aren't healthy, and we're making decisions that are affecting the health of all of us. And if we want to change that, change yourself and how you can improve your health and improve the world and the climate and the environment starts with you by you taking the action for your own health. And then from there, you can start other people. It seems overwhelming sometimes if you want to make a big impact, but you're like, there's just so many people. How is one little person supposed to help? And trust me, I felt that way many times, still do. But I do realize that things do take time, and I am only one person, but also if I'm going to do it right, I do have to start with myself. Because if I'm not healthy, how am I supposed to inspire others to get healthy? And if you can inspire, like for my podcast, if I can inspire 10,000 people every episode to do something beneficial and good for themselves, their horse, their family, their community, then that is a huge win. And that makes a difference. So I actually have this other thought. Just, I do think you need, there's nothing wrong with learning from people. At the same time, the greatest way I have learned is from myself. I learned from my own inner work, my own inner journey.
Now, for those watching this video on YouTube, I hope you enjoy the new video, because it would be great if I could record myself in my platform or the software I'm using, but I can't. So enjoy me setting up barrels and prepping for a recorded ride on James. But for those listening, sorry, I just had to fill these people in of what they're watching, because they're just watching me ride and probably like, what the heck's happening? But as far as inner journey, I'll just finish up with that, because I did start the interview with Josh. And if you want to watch that or listen to it, you can find it on Weekend Hustle Podcast or on the YouTube channel. Anywhere you get your videos or your audio needs, you can listen to the Weekend Hustle Podcast. And also with that, I'd appreciate if you enjoy the Weekend Hustle Podcast and you want others to enjoy it and to find it, please go rate it, and hopefully it's a good rating, but rate and review it, because that just helps us get seen by more ears and more listeners and more viewers. So that would be greatly appreciated if you could just spend a second and do that. I would appreciate it tons. So back to the whole inner journey, I'll wrap up with that by thinking of the world as an inside out approach. So I'm reading this book right now. It's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and it's been very eye-opening in the sense of how we view the world is an inside-out approach. So the things that we feel on the inside is what actually matters, not necessarily what's happening on the outside world. So the whole idea of focusing on our inner world, of how we react to things, how things make us feel, and just kind of making notes of that, making notes of how reality affects our views, and it affects our emotions, and affects how we proceed with things, and trying to have a bit better of an understanding of who we are as a person, and having just a more solid foundation that we can have the clarity and the confidence and security within ourselves that no matter what happens in the outside world, we're okay, we're fine. And it takes a lot to uncover that and to find where that comes from, of wanting the world to fit our structure a certain way to make us comfortable. But that's not always the case. We know there's so many variables and so many uncertainties as life. People lose jobs, people lose lives, people move, relationships end, they begin. There's so many things that are constantly changing in the world. It's impossible for us to control the world to make us comfortable. And so with that, then we have to find what actually does make us comfortable, what makes us whole, what makes us complete, what actually makes us fulfilled without having to try our whole lives to make the outside reality fit that box and to fit our comfort and to make us feel a certain way when all those feelings are inside. And it's that inner journey, it's that inner work that we can take the power back. And it is so like just so like it's so freeing when you finally start to realize that how much power and control you actually have, because you have the power of how you view things, you have the power of perception, you have so much power then maybe we don't even realize it. But sometimes it takes just getting quiet to really feel that and to tap into that. And even with horses or with riding, we have a lot of things we control in the scenario, maybe not the exact outcome, the results, but we control how we view those things, and we control how those things actually affect us and affect, you know, our self-worth, our ability to cope with things, just how we feel about ourselves. We can control how these outside things will affect our inner world, our inner being. So with that, I just wanted to wrap up with that final note. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great day. This is Shelby Olschlager, and we'll see you soon on Weekend Hustle. And goodbye for now. Talk soon.